It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio.
Thanks.
You're a lifesaver.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Thanks, Sky.
Thanks.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
First, we're connecting with State Senator Blaise Ingolia. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning.
So you represent District 11. You've got Citrus, Hernando, a lot of Sumter County, and then just a little bit of Pasco County. You got a lot of coastline. How did you fare? What was your take on Hurricane Milton?
Hurricane Milton was very scary. First getting hit with Helene and all the storm surge that we saw on the coast, because I represent all of that coastal community, with the devastation and walking out there and seeing that. And then knowing that the debris was still there, then seeing this Cat 5, you know, 5 days away, just slowly moving and trudging towards the coast, towards our area, we were all very anxious, very on edge. It could have been worse, as Governor DeSantis said. You know, we could have had a direct hit. You know, with these storms, you hate thinking that, hey, please don't hit me, just knowing that it's going to hit somebody else. But when Milton came through, we still had, even though it hit south of Sarasota, we still had, we're still recovering. City of Brooksville got hit very, very hard, inland communities, and now the inland flooding that's happening with the rivers. We are almost fully back online in terms of power and internet and infrastructure, but this was a scary storm, and we're just thankful we came out the way we did, and it wasn't worse.
Any indications from your constituents about the FEMA coordination, good experiences, or anything?
From what I can tell, FEMA has been working pretty well with whatever budget they have left that they haven't, you know, appropriated to illegal immigrants. You know, the portals are open for them to get individual assistance, and the governor and local have been working pretty well with FEMA. But if you don't mind, Bob, I'm going to rail on this. We shouldn't even have to worry or question if the federal government is going to have money appropriated for this. It is just an absolute shame that FEMA has basically, and if you think about it, there's no other way to put this. In terms of FEMA's budget, they have prioritized helping illegal immigrants over helping their own citizens in the United States. There shouldn't even be a question if there's money around in order to help people who have been devastated by a hurricane.
It is interesting, isn't it? A party that's always worried about somebody else being treated like a second-class citizen. They worked very hard, it would seem, politically, to treat all Americans as second-class citizens and literally put illegal immigrants as a priority in front of them.
And that's why an America first agenda is resonating with so many people.
Thank God. And so Kamala is going to make an appearance with Brett Baer. He airs at 6 p.m. Apparently, the interview is going to be at 5, so it will be taped, but they claim it's going to be unedited. I guess, what are your hopes that Brett Baer is going to be able to get past the talking circles and word salads that we know Kamala for?
Yeah, I guess the good thing here for us and the bad thing for Kamala Harris is the same, is that this is a half an hour live-to-tape interview with no breaks, and it's going to run straight through. So basically, she can't run and hide away from some of the questions. This is not a debate where the moderator is just supposed to moderate and let the candidates go at it. He is going to act as an antagonist in this as well. He should. So every time she tries to sidestep any of the questions, if she tries to put forward falsehoods, Brett is going to be able to call her out and put her on the spot. But let me explain to everyone who really doesn't understand the inner workings of politics, this is that she does not go on the Brett Baer show for a half hour sit down if she was winning. She's losing. This is you do not go on Call Her Daddy show. You do not go on The View. You do not go on all of these other shows. And you certainly do not go on Brett Baer's show if she's winning, because there's no need for her to do that. This is just proof that her internal polling is not favorable, and she thinks she has to make some big, majestic moves in order to get across the finish line. This is very risky for her, because she is going to be basically exposed for the fraud that she is. And Brett Baer, I believe, is going to do a really, really good job with keeping her on topic and challenging her to answer the questions and find out where she actually lies policy-wise. And that's what's dangerous for Kamala Harris.
Well, I mean, this guy Charlemagne, this morning radio host, he was trying to, I think, get some answers out of her, and even said, you know, why do you keep sticking to your talking points? She said, discipline. When pressed again, she said, look, it's repetition. I need to let the American people know, you know, what my policies are going to be. But then, of course, she doesn't say what her policies are going to be. But she says, you know, repetition, because, you know, Americans, they're not all that sharp, right?
No, Bob, do you know that Charlamagne Tha God and Kamala Harris are close personal friends for over 30 years?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they've known each other for a very, very long time. They communicate offline a lot, and Charlamagne has been on TV stating such as such. So I think that that was part of the song and dance, trying to give the impression that he was going to be challenging her, when in reality she knew what Charlamagne was doing. So I wouldn't take that as gospel of him being challenging to her. Brett Baer is going to challenge her.
You know what I think is funny is that Joe Biden, and now recently Bernie Sanders, has really gone a little further than they needed to, shall we say, to make sure they tie Kamala Harris to Joe Biden. Joe did it, and then Bernie Sanders recently did it, talking about how progressive that you know the Biden administration has been, and how an important part of it she has been. And I can't tell whether like they're trying to paint it like it's a good thing, or that it's a jab at her, going, yeah, she's as wacko far left as you think she is, and maybe more.
Now, just remember, this is the same Bernie Sanders that on CNN a couple of months ago told everyone and admitted that she is doing and saying what she needs to win. So basically lying and admitting that she's lying in order to get the presidency to be commander in chief. So my thought here is that they are trying to basically bully her into governing in the same leftist way that Joe Biden did, and sort of putting her on notice that, yeah, you can talk the rhetoric, but when it comes down to it, we're going to make sure that you keep on governing the left.
Hey, I don't know if you caught wind of this real quick, though, and maybe you can check on it if you haven't. But, you know, it's coming out now that Liz Cheney did something quite inappropriate as being part of that J6 committee. She went around the person's attorney and contacted a witness directly. The witness changed her testimony, changed attorneys. They're still digging stuff up. But wow, she passed the bar in D.C. So she knows that is as unethical as it gets.
Yeah, I didn't read all of it. I saw some of the excerpts on X yesterday. I was reading through, but I didn't get the full context. But if what you're saying is accurate, not saying that what you're saying isn't accurate, but if it is accurate, they can verify that. Because those were signal messages, if I can remember
correctly. Some of them were encrypted, some were not, yes.
Yeah, then she's going to have some questions to answer. Look, it's all more proof that this is just political theater. They don't like Donald Trump, the man, for whatever reason. And the reason probably is because he's going to challenge them and he isn't going to take any BS and call BS on them. That's what this is about.
Right. Hey, always appreciate the conversation. State Senator Blaze Ingolia, hopefully everywhere, your neighborhood, your district, things get back to normal soon.
Stay safe, everyone. God bless. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.